Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 14 through 32. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them, and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dale Dumperth from Grace Lutheran Church, McPherson, Kansas.
The father of the child cried out to Jesus and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So do you think that your life is a mess? Do you think that you have problems? Well, that doesn't surprise me in the least. The devil works his evil over the entire earth. Disease, divorce, drugs, despair, depression, and demonic possession are all the work of the devil. Lives are destroyed, hearts are broken, misery abounds. We are not the first to suffer these things. There was a man whose son was possessed by a demon. He had heard of Jesus' powerful work, and this gave the father hope. Jesus proclaimed that he was ushering in the messianic kingdom with healing for both body and soul. Souls were healed through the forgiveness which was bestowed through Jesus' powerful word. Jesus spoke, and heaven was opened to sinners, to tax collectors, and to prostitutes. The dead were raised, the blind were healed, the lame walked, and those bound by Satan were freed of demons. So the father took his son to Jesus in the hope that Jesus would give relief to his son. But Jesus was not there. So the man turned to Jesus' disciples. They failed him. They could not cast the demon out. Their faith was so weak that they could do nothing. "Out?" scoffed the demon. "Not me." And he stayed. Whom should the father blame for his son's suffering? Himself? The disciples? After all, if any of them had more faith, then his son would be well. Who do you blame for your troubles? Your parents, your ex, your children, your job, yourself? Does despair threaten to snuff out your faith? Repent. Sin is the ultimate problem and the deadly problem, and the answer to sin is not found within you. Jesus is the answer. Jesus descended from the Mount of Transfiguration to an astonished crowd and despairing disciples. At this point, Jesus was about 6 months from the cross, yet his compassion was for others. Jesus knew of the great suffering that lay before him, the cup that he must drink. In fact, Jesus was already taking up the sickness and sin of the world. But speaking, Jesus rebuked the demon, and it fled as it must. With divine power, Jesus looses you from your sins. They are gone. The Lord remembers your sins no more. He absolves you for your lack of faith and gives you faith that trusts in him. Faith receives the promises of God. Do you want this faith? Look to the font of baptism, where your sins, though they be as scarlet, are washed as white as snow. In this washing of regeneration, the Holy Spirit and faith are given. The baptized are then merciful to others who sin against them, forgiving them as in Christ you have been forgiven. In faith we pray and do not lose heart. We learn that the Lord does not hear our prayers because of the greatness of our faith, but because of the merit of Jesus in whose name we pray. Therefore, look to Christ the crucified. Jesus is not an absent God. He came to the Father in his hour of need. Jesus is present with us. He comes to us in his word, in his sacraments. His holy supper gives us his body to eat and his blood to drink for daily sustenance. Through these means we are strengthened and given resolve. To Jesus we lift our eyes, to Jesus alone we pray. Yes, Jesus is the one who delivers from sin, death, and the devil. The Lord gives you faith to overcome your doubts and strength to believe that all things are possible in Christ. The Lord helps your unbelief. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Dale Dumperth from Grace Lutheran Church of McPherson, Kansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.